Blog Talk Radio.
The Abolitionist Hour. I'm your host, Carl G. Call in at 646-716-8652. And don't forget to push 1. Broadcasting from the southern plains of the greater Midwest in Kansas City, overlooking the beautiful Kaw River Valley in lovely Wyandotte County, Kansas, and occupied Osage Indian Territory. So greetings, ex-prisoners, partisans, communards, brigadiers, and lumpin' proletariat. This is the Prison Abolitionist Hour podcast, celebrating 370 years of anti-capitalist thought through reasoning and rebellion. This is the Abolitionist Hour. I'm your host, Carl G. As reported by Unicorn Riot Ninja, protesters shot and killed by officers during raid on Atlanta Forest. A protester was shot and killed by police Wednesday morning, January 18th, in the midst of a multi-jurisdictional raid on the Atlanta Forest, also known as Wilani Forest, in DeKalb County, southeast of Atlanta. The protester killed by police has been identified as Manuel Turan, a forest defender who also went by the nickname of Tort. Turan was from Tallahassee, Florida, and traveled to Atlanta to participate in the effort to protect the forest. Turan's identity was first reported by the Atlanta Community Press Collective. For the past year, Turan spent their time between Atlanta and Florida, where they participated in Tallahassee food dot bombs and disaster relief efforts through building housing for low-income communities hit by hurricanes. They were a trained medic and a loving partner, a dear friend, a brave soul, and so much more, wrote Friends of Turan in a statement posted on Instagram. In Manuel's name, we continue to fight to protect the forest and stop Cop City with love, rage, and commitment to each other, safety, and well-being. Throughout the day and into the night, efforts to extract forest defenders from the trees continued, with arborists cutting down trees and tree houses in an effort to remove protesters. At least 19 people were arrested throughout the day, 6 of whom were charged with domestic terrorism, according to the Atlanta Solidarity Fund. Others were charged with criminal trespassing. An additional person was arrested near the entrance of Entrenchment Creek Park and taken into custody by the Georgia State Patrol. The person told a Unicorn Riot contributor that they were arrested for filming. In the evening, community members mourned and held space for Turan at Finley Plaza in the Little Five Points of Atlanta. The vigil turned into a march. At least 100 people chose to hold the space for the forest defenders in the streets. The identity of the protesters is currently unknown. A Georgia State trooper was reportedly also shot during the raid and is currently undergoing surgery at Grady Hospital, according to police. At least 3 other protesters were reported arrested during the raid and were charged with aggravated assault on a public safety officer and domestic terrorism. A forest defender who was presented during the raid and spoke with Unicorn Riot under the conditions of anonymity reported hearing 10 to 12 gunshots all at once, followed by a loud boom. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation, which is leading the investigation into the incident, said that the killing occurred after police were fired upon by the protester. Protesters, however, have questioned the narrative, calling on legal observers and journalists to launch an independent investigation of the incident. Since June 6, 2022, activists and community members fighting the Defend Atlanta Forest and Stop Cop City have been demanding that officers stop bringing weapons into the forest after APD pointed out their weapons at peaceful protesters, said the Atlanta Community Press Collective. This morning, a Georgia State Patrol officer killed a protester in South Atlanta Forest, wrote the Atlanta Solidarity Fund in a statement. GSP has not released body camera footage or meaningful details, and we are concerned a police cover-up could be underway. We are preparing a legal team to investigate and pursue a wrongful death suit. The forest has been the site of a year-long campaign to prevent the destruction of forests and the construction of 90 million police training facility dubbed Cop City by its opponents and sprawling Hollywood Films studio project led by Shadowbox Studios, formerly Black Hall Studios, Black Hall Real Estate Phase 2 LLC. Protesters have called for a vigil Wednesday night in response to the killing. "No one can bring our friends back to us," read a flyer circulated on social media calling for the vigil. "An innocent life has been taken and the machines continue. We invite you to come to Candlelight Vigil to remember, grieve our lost friend. We will not go quietly into the dark night. Rest in peace, love, and solidarity." Police have demonstrated a pattern of escalating tactics as the movement against Cop City Project has built momentum. The killing of a protester in the forest is the most recent manifestation of that escalation. In June 2022, Atlanta police officers were caught on radio traffic justifying the use of lethal force against protesters who used Molotov cocktails to defend themselves and in the forest the midst of the police raid. No forest defenders have been charged for use of Molotov or incendiary devices. Quote, "I told you deadly force encounter," said one officer. "That's why I brought it up. As long as we're all on the same page, Molotov cocktails, deadly force encounter. A deadly force encounter is a situation in which officers are legally allowed to shoot to kill. On December 14th, following a previous raid on the forest, Marlon Kotz, an organizer with the Atlanta Solidarity Fund, cautioned the public about the rapid escalating tactics used by police. Quote, "Are we going to end up in a situation where the police are murdering protesters in order to advance not public safety, but their particular political agenda in building Cop City?" The killing follows a previous raid on the forest encampments on December 13th and 14th, resulted in six protesters being charged with domestic terrorism. And you can find this report at unicornriot.ninja. This is the Abolitionist Hour. I'm your host, Carl G.
A man is dead and a state trooper is in the ICU after a shootout at a planned police training facility. Good evening, I'm Christine Spiro. Law enforcement conducted a sweep of the woods where the group opposed to the so-called Cop City have camped out for months. Newshead reporter Christopher King joins us live with the story. And Christopher, tensions have steadily increased for a while now.
That's right, Christine, and those tensions erupted into violence. I want you to take a look over here. This is the entrance to Entrenchment Creek Park. It's one of the flashpoints in the fight over Cop City. Law enforcement raided this site, and that confrontation turned deadly.
Law enforcement on Wednesday morning swarmed Entrenchment Creek Park. They cleared protesters they say illegally camped out in the woods on the site of a planned training center for Atlanta police. Then the confrontation turned violent.
Someone on the property, as law enforcement came into view, initiated fire on the law enforcement entities, and they returned fire.
The GBI says a trooper shot in the abdomen as officers entered the park. They fired back at the suspected gunman. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement can't stand by while serious criminal acts are being committed that jeopardize the safety of the citizens we're sworn to protect.
The trooper recovering at the hospital after undergoing surgery. Wednesday's conflict comes after more than a year of tension between police and protesters over a $90 million center protesters call Cop City.
How did they do this to you? How did they do this to you? Were you the weapon that they used as they tore apart the family to bring you here as they were just passing through? How did they do this to you? Now you don't want to go home, but now you say that you never will go home. Take a tram across the city, past the places where your mother died of the comfort of the girls who weren't alone. And I can't tell you that you're not alone. The sky's cold and clear, the loneliness is aching. after all this time and after all these words, your hands are still shaking. Why did they do this to you? Tell me, why did they do this to you? Were they cut off from their past? Did they try to kill the future? Do we all forget the things that we once knew? Tell me, why did they do this to you?
Wednesday detained at least four other people, including this man. It isn't clear if any of them are charged in connection with the shooting. They claim officers attacked them.
They're demolishing the encampment in the forest. They're sending in drones and chemical weapons against street sitters.
Many protesters have camped out for months in the woods they call Wilani. They say they peacefully oppose expansion of a police state into the forest.
There's a difference between protests and what's happening there.
But the GBI says at least some of them are violent. The GBI accuses protesters of attacking police, firefighters, and neighbors of nearby communities.
Arson, attacking citizens, shooting police officers, using explosives, beating people up, then burning their car down.
In a wrinkle of man, with money changing hands, where the gypsy kings, they were gathered for miles around. I was tapped on the shoulder, I was stripped to the waist. I was quick, I was quicker than all of them. I watched him fall, tagging and fight. There was blood on my hand, but my face was intact. I picked up all my money and I walked away. The stuff I was chosen, but I did not choose. I was in love, just the one time. It was years ago. I still have her for a cry. The good is sometimes when I'm on my own. I think of her sometimes when I'm on my own. We both don't want. She went down. I'm sorry now. She can't go back. But I have pain, carry it with me for the rest of my time.
It's all empty now. I live here alone. Nobody bothers me. I work on shifts down at the bakery. And I fix up the house. And I try to be happy. My father's rage is killing me. I'm buried in where no one sees. Everybody knows me, but they don't see. Maybe that's just the way I like it to be. So tell me, do you keep on falling left for yourself?
State Patrol says the trooper is in stable condition. Now, as for the suspected shooter, they are not releasing his name just yet until his next of kin is notified. Live in DeKalb County, Christopher King, Fox 5 News.
All right, thanks for the update there, Christopher. Supporters of the Defend the Atlanta Forest movement gathered in the rain to mourn the man killed by troopers. Fox 5 anchor Courtney Bryan is at the live desk. And Courtney, things quickly took a turn earlier tonight.
That's right, Christine. The group met in Little Five Points to honor one of their own killed today. They soon took over the streets, blocking traffic along Moreland Avenue and Euclid Avenue. The group calls themselves Forest Defenders. They oppose not only the plans for the police training facility, but also the loss of 300 acres of forest in the city of Atlanta. On their Twitter page, the group says several other vigils were held in solidarity in New York City and Portland, Oregon. They have long contended police are slandering them by accusing them of being violent trespassers. They blame the government for escalating the situation to now deadly circumstances. The group's message is clear. They say they won't stop until the Cop City project is canceled. The facility expected to cost about $90 million. The Atlanta Police Fund plans to build on 85 acres, then preserve the 265 remaining acres as a green space. Christine?
All right, Courtney, thanks for the very latest from that. Well, as we've reported, the site has long been a source of contention between activists and law enforcement. We have a timeline of other criminal incidents over the past year, as well as details about the planned site inside the Fox 5 News app.
Just got
the Homeowner Association president, so we've been very closely involved with everything going on. But it's just been DeKalb County has taken a hands-off approach, you know, from the county CEO. From what I understand, the police have been told don't engage. So APD has been responsible, but this is not even APD territory. So we're not even patrolled by APD. We're DeKalb County. But DeKalb has been told to stay, you know, don't engage with the, you know, people in the woods and all of this. You know, so after the arrests that happened last month, that's when all of everything starts to, you know, ratchet up. But unfortunately, we knew this would happen if they didn't clear the woods out.
So the arrest last month, 4 people?
4 or 5, yeah.
And that didn't help?
It got a little quieter, but they're still in the woods. So they've been in the woods ever since then. They've just been doing different types of protests. They've been in the woods. You know, from what I understand, they went in this morning to patrol, you know, knowing that there were people in the woods. So, you know, it hasn't done enough.
So then now they are, in fact, addressing your concerns if they went into the woods this morning.
Well, they've been doing that. They've been doing that every week. So they've been going in the woods every other week or so. So they've been doing that. Last month we had 2 homes burned down around the corner. We had...
Burned down?
2 new homes under construction right around the corner here were burned down. The protesters were standing right outside after it happened because they had to determine that it was truly arson. But it was 2 homes. There's 4 homes around the corner under construction in new development. 2 were burned down to the ground. You can drive around the corner and see all 2 homes. 2 homes are burned down. Mark Bolden.
B-O-L-D-E-N?
Yeah, Mark, M-A-R-C. Again, this has been going on, and they've been, you know, we're peaceful, but, you know, they're shooting at an officer, they've been throwing rocks, and had fire, Molotov cocktails, I mean, what's the list? We got 2 homes burned down, we had heavy equipment lit on fire over here, there was a diesel tank there when they lit those on fire at 4 in the morning. My home is right on the other side of this fence, you know, had that exploded, it could have entered my home or one of my neighbor's homes, you know, but these are things that have been happening nonstop, you know, they go to the, you know, Brasco Gorey executives' homes, you know, they get run off from there, but here in DeKalb County, nothing happens.
Thank you. right, actually. Ça va bien. A little bit of silence in these gigs is okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's go.
This is the Abolitionist Hour. I'm your host, Carl G. You've been listening to the New Model Army playing live at the Le Trabajando, November 2022. And you can find their music at Bandcamp/New Model Army. Industrial music by Lana Subductions, live in Paris at the Le Non Jazz at Café de Paris, December 3rd, 2022. Lana Subduction is Merrill Amp on electronics, Romain Perrault on electronics, and you can find them at Bandcamp, Lana Subduction, and Bandcamp, Romain Perrault. Audio engineer by Francis Galland. Audio recorded and mastered by Leandro Barzabal. This is the Abolitionist Hour. I'm your host, Carl G. The Atlanta Solidarity Fund bails out activists who are arrested and participating in social justice movements and helps them get access to lawyers. Your contribution will go directly to supporting those facing repression. Please contribute what you can. When we stand together, we are strong. Atlanta Solidarity Fund, Atlanta, Georgia. That would be at actionnetwork.org/fundraising/contribute to the Atlanta Solidarity Fund. We'll continue with the story of the police versus Atlanta, the battle over Cop City. And you can find this on YouTube at AJ Plus. And this was December 15, 2022. Atlanta is building a $90 million state-of-the-art police training facility that activists call Cop City. Major corporations like UPS, Home Depot, and Delta Airlines are investing millions of dollars into the project, financially reassuring politicians to push the plan forward. The Atlanta Police Foundation is one of the most powerful police foundations in the country. Forest defenders are occupying the forest by living in trees and destroying equipment to resist the building of the campus. The city calls them domestic terrorists. We take you inside the battle against Cop City. The city and the defenders refuse to back down. And this is a tribute to Manuel Turan, a forest defender who also went by the nickname of Tort, who was killed by police at Cop City in the Atlanta forest on Wednesday. This is the Abolitionist Hour. I'm your host, Carl G.
I don't know what's going on in our society. You know, our society is just becoming very unstable, you know. And it's sad.
And we've learned the trooper is stable. The training center, as you mentioned, Fred, has been very controversial. Groups opposed to it have staged protests and organized to keep it from opening. Officers say this shooting is still under investigation. I'll be on this story throughout the day. I'll be gathering more information, and I'll have that coming up beginning on Channel 2 Action News at 4. We're live in DeKalb County. Tom Jones, Channel 2 Action News.
Tom, thank you very much. You mentioned this has been going on for a while, the protest there. We'll keep following the story right now with Channel 2.
Occupying this forest is how activists are resisting the construction of a $90 million state-of-the-art police training center protesters call Cop City. The facility will be developed on one of the largest green spaces in Southeast Atlanta, which has a history of oppression.
All of it. It will be clear-cut.
They cannot wait. They just want to go in and bulldoze everything and write the history the way that they want to write it.
The fate of the forest is up in the air as the police and forest defenders both refuse to back down.
Out of the ground, go down from the mountains.
people, to me, through their acts, are actually domestic terrorists.
Major corporations are pouring millions into this project, financially pressuring politicians to build Cop City.
Why did you vote to approve this facility?
Surrounding neighborhoods that are more than 75% black say their concerns have been silenced.
Our opinion doesn't matter. It doesn't count.
It's disrespect. And that's what folks who live here ought to be just enraged about.
I still get anxious when I'm, like, coming down.
This forest defender who goes by Fruit Bat has been living in trees for the past 6 months.
You know, the banner says stop destroying Earth. The great thing also is that you don't have to destroy the tree to live in it.
These forest defenders are a coalition of activists operating without a centralized leadership.
It makes me feel like I'm part of something greater than myself.
Fruit Bat is using a pseudonym because he's afraid of getting tracked and punished by authorities. The police, FBI, and other agencies are currently investigating the movement against Cop City.
You know, the SWAT team has come through here before and arrested people.
Several protesters were arrested during a police raid after a confrontation in which activists allegedly threw Molotov cocktails at officers. Forest defenders say authorities have continued to destroy treehouses during raids.
Sort of a main gathering.
As we toured the forest, we heard gunshots for hours.
And you can hear the gun firing.
That's coming from a police firing range that already exists nearby. The plan is to expand that into an 85-acre campus. That's as big as nearly 64 football fields put together. The facility would be one of the biggest in the U.S. As you can see here in a video plan provided by the Atlanta Police Foundation, among the training features will be a burn tower for firefighters, a shooting range, and a mock village, including a school and residential homes.
We'll be right back.
But residents who live nearby say they were blindsided by the city's plan to expand the massive police facility.
This happened literally in my backyard. No one has reached out to me. I do see when they ask for votes. I do see that.
Chouinard owns a tow truck business near the proposed facility and lives in a neighborhood that is more than 76% black.
You head to the backyard. The forest is literally probably about less than a mile. Police Academy is kind of like over there where they train at, so...
The existing gun range already disturbs his day-to-day life.
Once the dogs hear fireworks, gunshots, they go to, you know, having all kind of issues, running away. I'm not sure if they're trying to force us out of the community and just take over the whole community overall, but that's what it looked like the path we headed down.
Atlanta's proposal to construct a police facility here speaks to the land's painful history. The site was a prison farm until 1995. Prisoners there were subjected to harsh punishments and slave conditions, including poor sanitation, nutrition, and overcrowding. Some critics say claims of unmarked graves have not yet been properly investigated. Before that, the land is thought to have been a plantation that enslaved at least 19 people. It was originally stolen from the Muscogee, who lived there until the U.S. government forcibly displaced them to Oklahoma. Today, both activists and tribal members have reclaimed the indigenous name as Willani People's Park. Local advocates have long called for the area to be preserved as a historical site.
They just can't wait. They cannot wait. They just want to go in and bulldoze everything and then write the history the way that they want to write it and be done with it. They haven't even done proper, you know, ecological surveys yet.
But Cop City isn't the only facility that the residents have opposed. Around the forest is a Hollywood studio, sanitation center, juvenile prison, and asphalt and trucking factories.
So that's Key Road landfill. Nobody wants to address the environmental injustice of this. Those issues have never been vetted.
The facilities have severely polluted Entrenchment Creek, which flows downstream to the South River. Jacqueline Eccles is trying to prevent the construction of Cop City from an environmental perspective.
When we were here about a month and a half ago, we pulled 100 tires out of the river and 40 or 50 bags of trash. When you look at the rivers, the creeks, none of them meet water quality standards. And the cheapest way to improve water quality is to protect the green space.
In a 2017 report by the city's planning department, the South River Forest was designated one of Atlanta's four major lungs. Now, the city is walking back on its vision to conserve the forest.
To just turn around and have to just disrespect the community, because, you know, it's not, they never cared about the river. So we can accept that. But you're disrespecting the people who live in South Atlanta. And that's what folks who live here ought to be just enraged about.
Some neighborhoods around the forest are more than 90% black and are low income with health challenges such as asthma. Getting rid of the green space will also leave them vulnerable to impacts like stormwater flooding.
And it's not like you can create a situation to moderate the impact. You can't.
Now keep in mind, during the few times the public did voice their concerns, the overwhelming majority expressed opposition.
There's a black woman living in Atlanta. There's no place for me if we got a Cop City going on.
In fact, one hearing in September 2021 lasted for 17 hours, where around 70% of comments were against Cop City. Regardless, City Council passed the plan in a 10-4 vote.
Thank you.
going on with the city? Ordinarily, you would have a city who has control over the police. In this case, the police have a control over the city.
So why did council members approve this facility? It's important to understand the Police Foundation in Atlanta. It's considered one of the most powerful police foundations in the country. For instance, when the mayor was elected, the CEO of the foundation served on his transition committee. Among those sitting on its board are leaders of corporations like UPS, Wells Fargo, Chick-fil-A, Home Depot, and Delta Airlines. The APF raises investments to finance police projects like Cop City. Of the $90 million needed to build the facility, $60 million will be funded by the foundation's corporate donors. The remaining $30 million will likely be paid by taxpayers. Well before the council voted on the facility, the Police Foundation had been lobbying council members. And the cost? The city leased the land to the foundation for just $10 per year for the next 50 years.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you.
council members who approved the plan agreed to sit down for an interview.
Why did you vote to approve this facility?
It's going to be a big recruiting pool. We have a duty, I think, and an obligation to provide our employees with the best in class of everything.
But you also have an obligation to listen to what the community is saying, right? Do you feel like you've done that?
Yes, I feel that I've done that. I'm a citywide representative. I move around the city constantly.
There were multiple chances for the public to speak. I've never been to a neighborhood planning unit meeting or a neighborhood meeting where I have been told, we don't want this.
So why here?
One, it isn't what I see as a quote-unquote forest, especially not an old-growth forest. If you go out to the land, which I've been to many times, there's a lot of invasive species.
But those who frequent the park daily say it's brought unique value to the neighborhood.
So to them, it may not be a forest, but to somebody else, it does mean something. The saying is true, one man's junk is another man's treasure. But these are the same individuals that don't even live in the community. They don't live in the community. They don't care. What do they care? They don't care at all. These same city councilmen, would you allow it in your community? Would you allow it to take place in your community? Would you allow a landfill to be built in your community? Would you allow a police academy of this magnitude to be built in your community?
The city is determined to proceed with building Cop City. Meanwhile, forest defenders have demolished equipment that they say attempted to destroy the forest.
The place becomes kind of a relic of significance just to show, you know, kind of what happens if people want to come and destroy the forest. It just shows that we're not going to cooperate with the police or talk to the police.
It's why not everyone agrees with the way defenders have been resisting. Some of them have embraced militant tactics, vandalizing police and private contractor vehicles. Other critics say they do not represent the communities living in Southeast Atlanta.
Okay, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but we are here trying to defend the forest.
The city spokesperson told AJ Plus the current facilities for officers is inadequate and that the new campus is necessary to give officers, quote, up-to-date urban training.
We have gangs, et cetera. We have to be, at the very least, at that level, if not above it.
Less than 3 weeks after the police killing of George Floyd, an Atlanta officer fatally shot Rayshard Brooks in the parking lot of a Wendy's. His death reverberated nationwide calls to defund the police, eventually resulting in the burning of the restaurant and the resignation of the city's police chief. But the city's response afterward was to increase police funding to improve officers' morale. Atlanta is one of the most surveilled cities in the U.S. with extensive technology financed by the police foundation.
Our neighborhoods are essentially occupied by police.
Organizers in majority black neighborhoods have been looking for internal solutions to combat violence such as de-escalation tactics. Community Movement Builders says the most pressing issues affecting residents are actually food insecurity and homelessness.
Atlanta is, you know, known for being a black mecca. It's known for having a lot of black politicians. But a lot of times, those decisions that they make are not in the interest of the black masses here that are overwhelmingly poor and working class, but rather in the interest of their funders.
The police foundation has said it's incorporated public opinion by promising 265 acres as green space and that it will also invest in trails for the public.
Let me put it this way. Whoever thought of the notion that you can create a park-like environment next to a police training facility? You can go out and walk along the trail and just hear the gunfire go off. I mean, it's almost like that's what you're used to anyway, right? So we just bring it in home kind of thing, you know?
The Police Foundation says it will move forward with the construction and open by the end of 2023. But families and schools are refusing to let that define the future. They're hoping increased awareness will stop the construction.
The forest department needs for me because this reflects what is happening worldwide now. Even though we have an urgency and climate emergency, the rich people of this world, you know, keep extracting and keep making themselves richer and richer.
Not all protesters we spoke to were anti-police. Some were hopeful officers could receive better training to deal with non-violent cases involving mental health issues.
I'm all for the cops training centers. Do it if the cops need to be trained, but not at the risk of cutting down the forest.
But they collectively agree they're done letting the city sideline their voices.
This fight is not a fight about what City Hall is going to do. This is a fight about what you and I are going to do. City Hall doesn't have the last word on this fight. We have the last word on this fight.
Black Lives Matter!
Back on the front lines of the movement, forest defenders hope to delay construction by nurturing a communal space.
We call this the water buffalo. This is what we use to store water.
People are supporting the movement with water and food donations. From all angles of resistance, people living both in and around the forest are determined to embrace the green space as the anchor of community.
I've just had so many great experiences in those woods. At least these people are out there enjoying it right now.
We're envisioning a society that we want in the future. And the only way to get there is to envision it, to name it, to show it, and to gather people who believe in that vision.
You know, the nature, the preserve, the wildlife, all that kind of good stuff they have brought to this community, and now you're saying, hey, we're just going to take it away? Come on, that's not right. That's not right by no means.
Watchers rebel in our liberty. Well, you can say what you like, but it doesn't change anything. This is the restores of power. They're an ocean.
This is the Abolitionist Hour. I'm your host, Carl G. Atlanta is building a $90 million state-of-the-art police training facility that activists call Cop City. Major corporations like UPS, Home Depot, and Delta Airlines are investing millions of dollars into the project, financially reassuring politicians to push the plan forward. The Atlanta Police Foundation is one of the most powerful police foundations in the country. Forest defenders are occupying the forest by living in trees and destroying equipment to resist the building of the campus. The city calls them domestic terrorists. The city and the defenders refused to back down. And this is a tribute to Manuel Turan, a forest defender who also went by the nickname of Tort, who was killed by police at Cop City in the Atlanta forest on Wednesday. The Atlanta Solidarity Fund bails out activists who are arrested and participating in social justice movements and helps them get access to lawyers. Your contribution will go directly to supporting those facing repression. Please contribute what you can. When we stand together, we are strong. Atlanta Solidarity Fund. This is the Abolitionist Hour. I'm your host, Carl G.